Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
So I invented an eco-friendly mosquito and spider repellent. It's called Chicken.
Chicken?
Right. Good chicken. So buy it now. Look, 1-800, buy fucking chicken. Have a good one.
Scanning the frequency.
Scanning the frequencies.
And that was a song by Stevie Miller and Dane the Dark, and his music. He's got a wide variety of music, and I chose to pick that one first because we all picked it. And and I really love it. And what do you guys think?
That was a great song. I like that one. Yeah.
No, he's very talented. He knows it. I know it. But like, I want to play some more of his stuff. And, you know, check out Dame the Dark. They're on Reverb Nation. You can find him on Facebook. And you could find his music. Well, I call him Stefan because I will not call him Stevie. And so he's on Reverb Nation as well under Breedlove Productions. Okay. And hello, guys. How are you? So are we going to get a phone call tonight or what? You think?
I would like to hear a phone call.
What about you? Fabian, you think? Where'd you go? Where's Fabian?
Did we lose Fabian already?
Fabian, where'd you go? Fabian, where'd you go?
To quote Steven Tyler, living on the edge.
Okay. Oh, you were living on the edge of a tire.
Yes, on the edge of a 2004 spare tire. Yes.
Yes, you are. So anyway, we had a really weird thing happen with us. I know we're going to talk about UFOs tonight, and we're going to talk about what happened last week on the show when we got – look, we tried everything to debunk what the hell happened. We have no idea how the phone did what it did last week on the show.
Right. It's,
we tried.
That's weird because you have to mute us when we're on the phone in order to get into the studio. So we don't get to hear the phone ring when you dial in anywhere.
No, and I can see
you don't,
I'm in the studio. I can see anybody that
right.
called in. I mean,
so
like
nobody called in, but even when they do, we've yeah. never heard the phone ring. So how
no.
all three of us heard a
no.
phone ring?
You can hear it because I've got a control here where the microphone pops up and I have to hit it in order to, but nobody called and nobody could make the phone. Fabian, what do you think?
I think it's quite remarkable, actually.
Okay.
I pulled the audio myself and
yep.
brought it, and I raised it up. And here's the interesting thing that I wanted to share with everyone that I told you Friday, Lisa, or Saturday,
yes.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
About how whenever the audio was, I had the copy of it,
yeah.
and then I
yeah.
pulled it, and then there was nothing there that sounded out of the ordinary until I pulled it up the second time from the raw file that you sent me,
mm-hmm.
then I heard it again.
That's so weird.
And that time, the second time around, I actually heard the anomalous EVP in it. And but
yes.
the same, both of them were the same file. One file had it, one file didn't. And it
That's
was,
insane. And David, what happened to you after the show?
You
tried to re-listen to the show.
Oh,
I
couldn't. I still can't.
Yeah. yeah
I still cannot bring up last week's show.
Okay.
I can't listen back to it at all. I don't know.
Now,
I don't know.
I have the clip, okay, of what happened. Now, the phone rang like somebody was making a phone call, okay, like literally like you were hearing the phone ring for somebody to pick it up. And then I said, when I asked, like I slowed it down just a tin so everybody could hear it, but I say, Fabian's like, it's cool, and I'm like this, and I go, wait, who's on the phone? And I'm going to play the clip with the response, okay? And I'm going to play it now, okay? So you ready?
Yep.
Okay,
yes.
This is exactly what happened after I said, who's on the phone? If it decides it wants to play.
Wait a minute, who's on the phone?
And did you hear that?
Yes.
Did both of you hear that?
I heard it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like it says, you know it's Walter. Now I'm going to play it again. I'm going to play it one more time.
Let's go. Wait a minute. Who's on the phone?
How is that for fucking... That's fucking insane. Okay?
Yeah,
it is.
Pretty crazy.
Okay.
It is
that
crazy.
Is insane. Okay.
Walter.
But it,
of course.
It also definitely fit with, we were talking either before or after how spirits can use any form of technology or whatever they choose to communicate.
Yeah, Frank, oh, excuse me. Sorry, I'm having a mocha frappe.
Yeah.
Right,
Frank.
And And you know, I mean, you talked at great length with Frank Sumption about all that.
Oh yeah.
And I remember a few months back, one of, and I'm not sure exactly which of your guys it was, but they were using somebody else's phone to let you know that there might be an issue.
What? What do you mean?
When,
what was that?
That's WMMR. That's Jackie Bam.
I forgot to turn on the radio. Oh, wait. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I heard
it again. Something. I did it again. Oh, hey Google. Stop.
No, my phone's
wait.
Just... No, I'm just kidding.
No, seriously. I do that all the time, and I told MMR that. I forget to turn WMMR off when I'm on the radio. Okay, hi, Jackie
right.
Bam Bam.
Yeah, hey, Jackie
ever,
Bam Bam out of shot. No, but I remember back January, maybe?
Just called WMMR.
Was it January or December? No, it might have been January when somebody was using Jade's phone showing her walking around outside.
Oh, my God. Wait. Shit. Jade, I didn't know whether she was having an episode of something.
Right,
wrong,
right.
Like a seizure or something. But we didn't know it. And I'm like, where's Jade? And I'm like, why is it showing her walking around? Outside, out down the block, around in circles. It was me and Carly and Mikey.
Mikey was looking at it.
Everybody's trying to figure it all out. We're like, what the fuck's going on? And it was weird because at that same time, she wasn't feeling good. But we didn't know it. But yet we saw her walking across the street. And going
mm-hmm.
down the block, and when it comes to the location on these phones, it's very specific on an iPhone. All
but
right?
The problem was her phone was in the house with her.
Yes, it was with her. Next.
And
to
yet
her.
On your phone, Mikey's phone, Carly, on everybody else's phone, it showed her outside walking weird circle pattern.
Yep, all across the street, down the block.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell? Yeah.
So
it was really strange. But wait.
At that point, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I asked too. It was, and it said Frank trying to let us know.
Right.
That something wasn't right.
So, I mean, at that point, we knew that,
mm-hmm.
that they were definitely able to manipulate the phones. And Walter proved that last week by actually calling in twice, not just once, twice.
Not just once. He ended the show, too.
He called in at the very end to say, hey, I'm still here. Let's hang out.
Now, the thing is, it ties into everything that we need to talk about tonight, okay? Because, now, it's a frequency, right? It's all a frequency. Radio waves are a frequency, radio frequencies. The phone, you know what I mean? Everything comes in on a signal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It rides in on the same type of signal.
Right,
Right, so when that happens, I mean, think about it. Like, where are they? Like, you know what I mean? Where are they? When I asked where Walt is, he's funny. I came in before, and my little thing, a little stop sign thing that has a W on it was sitting on my pillow. I said, oh, shit.
Well, here's the deal.
It was on the shelf, and next thing I know, it was sitting on my pillow.
Well, here's the deal. We need to say, Walter, please call back into the show and let us know that you're there.
I already did last night. We had family ghost Frank's box night because these kids like Carly, Jade, Mikey, everybody, all the friends, they grew up with the box. You know what I mean? So we had family ghost box and a Frank's box night the other night, and I asked Walter, you gonna call in the show again? He said, I'll try. All right, but I did ask if it was him. And he said yes. So the thing is. All of this stuff, we were talking about the UFOs prior to that, Bigfoot prior to that.
Right,
okay?
Right.
We were talking about all the anomalies prior to that. Now, if we've got, like, the UFO sightings, and, so this week we have a meteor shower, a lunar eclipse, and the full moon at the same time. Okay.
The meteor shower is being dropped by Halley's Comet, by the way.
Okay, but we won't see the eclipse because it's happening in, like, Australia and Africa and all that shit up there.
It always happens a little
right. But it's going to be at the same time. And so that's what I mean. We have that going on. We have, did you hear about the okay, this is just another thing. Did you hear about the tornadoes in Florida?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not running. That's the area
in
I
Virginia?
Run, so yes.
Did you hear about the one
yes.
in Virginia? The Virginia Beach?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yes.
And I'm out at Virginia Beach a lot. So no.
And,
oh, my God, it was bad.
It was what, just today, the nasty, nasty dust storm in Illinois that caused all that destruction?
People got hurt. Mega people got hurt. And then there was New Jersey had 6 inches of rain and Monmouth County
they flooded.
Completely flooded.
We flooded.
Okay.
All the rain I had last night. I've got roads that are completely washed out. No blacktop on them. They're all washed away.
Okay, so we got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Goes back to where the fuck are those things that they shot down?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Good question. Okay. Now you've got mind you, I was reading because the astrophysicist followed me on Instagram, and I was reading about the I'm going to try to see if he would come on the show. You know what I mean? And but
what was he? He was talking about the Fermi method.
He was talking about how if they have technology, I was watching this one. If they have technology that they can go faster than the speed of light, we don't have that technology, so we'd never be able to detect them coming in.
Right.
Okay. So, and then he went on to say, you know, that could be why they're undetected when they come in, because they have a different technology ability than we do, which makes total sense.
It does.
Right?
It makes absolute sense.
It makes complete sense. And think about it. And he also said, well, you know, then again, you know, they're coming into a planet that's complete violence.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. And so if that, you know, hypothetically, as you said, that was
a way of saying hi?
A way of sending something in to see how we'd react. Look at what we did.
Oh, yeah, look at how
we
reacted.
We immediately shot them down.
Exactly.
All right? And so, I'm wondering now, because they can't find them, or did they literally use a hologram thing type of deal so they see how the reaction would be?
Right.
Now, if it's another country and they have capabilities, I don't know if they do, but a hologram... Really? That would be kind of dumb. They know how we'd react because they live in the Earth. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any other living human being from any other country would know exactly the kind of militant response they would receive.
Right. Exactly.
Sending in any kind of a drone into other countries' airspace.
Yeah.
The one that they shot down in Alaska. Initially they had some. Here's my little air quotes, quote unquote, leaked footage of the craft on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody has ever found
it.
That video disappeared.
That's not real. That's why.
I can't find it. And then it wasn't real.
That was fake. That's why it disappeared.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. Okay. That was my air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
The leaked footage. It wasn't what was actually shot at or shot down.
Mm-mm.
And then the United States teamed up with the United States teamed up with Canadian Air Force and shot one down over the Yukon. Again,
Alaska.
Neither country can find it.
No.
And the third one that was shot down over Lake Huron. And again,
I know.
Nobody can find it. Nobody saw it even come down over the lake. Which doesn't make any sense at all.
No,
shot down. Somebody would have seen it.
Listen, if nobody saw it, okay. Now, if nobody saw that, okay, hear me out. What if it was a way of sending something in first to see our reaction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it wasn't real. And what if it was like a holographic? You understand? I mean, like, think about this. I mean, if they can't find it, but then again, we don't know. This is the government. They could have found it, and they're not telling us.
Exactly.
So, let's just be realistic here at this point.
Plausible deniability.
Right, but however, now they're saying we have gotten this. Oh, speaking of radio signals, we are receiving radio signals that are not normal to, like, the planet radio waves and signals.
Right.
And they seem intentional, and we're getting them.
Yeah.
All right. So that makes me go back to Frank, what his knowledge was. What do we use? Radio signals, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's,
we're using the radio.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so we keep that in the back of our mind. Now, radio signal sending down would be a good way to make contact. You know what I mean? And everybody's like, oh, but that could be thousands of millions of years ago. Not if they are at the speed of light, not. Because,
no.
You know, you can go point A to point B and, like, nothing. Okay? And being what I saw, now what I saw, like I said, looked like a plane on fire. Okay? Then it looked like a comet. And then it stopped and dropped whatever field it had around it. So, in my opinion, because I seen it for myself and I got the pictures, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How many comets and these meteors that are flying around now, how do we know there really are them?
Exactly.
Just saying.
We don't.
And they do have good military footage from solid military drones of unidentified spherical objects that are flying way too fast for anything that size.
Well, that was in the Middle East. I forget where.
No, it's been over here. It's been over here in two or three other places too. So.
I haven't seen it over here. I only saw like the from NASA or whatever it was.
I don't remember. I was watching a couple of the videos on MUFON that were showing it too.
Oh, I know, but I really don't rely on them totally either because they just take anybody's videos. So you know, I'm sorry, MUFON, but truth. All right, you know what I mean. I don't know how well they debunk a video. You know.
Right.
What I saw was on the news, like the you know what I mean, like one of the news.
But right.
Like MUFON's great for reporting UFOs, you know. Except mine, I could not report it. I made the report, and I would press enter to send it, and it wouldn't let me. It would cut the report out and everything. But that's a long story. And then thanks, Frank. All right, Frank, send it. Call out. Thank you for reporting that for me, sir. And I couldn't report it. You understand?
Frank was ahead of the curve on everybody.
Yeah, he was. He really was.
He really knew a lot of stuff, man. There's a lot of things that he used to talk about.
He was brilliant.
About, you know, like theory. And a lot of it, it makes a lot of sense. But, of course, you got everybody. The thing about people is that they have opinions about everything. And some people, it's like you can share stuff with people. But if they're set in their ways about the way they believe about things, then it's an act of Congress to try to convince them of what you're saying. I think I think that they're so advanced that they have a way, because if you think about it for a minute, the technology that AKA or, you know, quote unquote aliens would use to subvert us, to keep us from knowing they were there, is probably a technology that we have no way of understanding because we can't quantify their type of technology because we can't come close to it, how they're doing what they're doing. And then again, I always lay back on my favorite getaway on UFOs is that they're all in the deepest part of the ocean. Mystery solved.
I don't know this one, but this one I saw shot back up to space in a split second.
Right.
So this
You said NASA's report on that was that it was a meteor that came down, atmosphere.
No, that wasn't my UFO sighting. That was the meteor fog night. That was a meteor they said came in and bounced off the atmosphere and went back to space. I think it took me and Dawn by mistake. That's why we wound up a meteor fog. And gained an hour time.
But how do you know it was okay? But how do you know it was by mistake and not by plan? Maybe they chose. If it was alien intelligence,
it was my fault. Dawn will tell you it was my fault. All I kept saying the whole entire ride up the mountain to the tallest mountain was
right.
Frank, give us the UFO. Come on, Frank. And then we saw a UFO flew right over the car. But we're like, give us the UFO. Then after the UFO, I was like, that's not good enough, Frank. Send a meteor. Send a comet. Da-da-da. And I would not shut up. My ADHD was in overdrive. I was like, ba-ba-ba-ba. And then
right. That's the point I was making. That was the point I was making. You were asking for something specific. So how can you say that if you were taken, how do you know it was by accident? Maybe they chose to. Maybe they took both of you. Maybe they said something that you'll never remember until the exact right time. Put you back.
Well, it don't matter to me. It doesn't bother me. It was fun. But, sorry, I am having a mocha frappe. And but the thing is that when that happened, right before Mikey texts me, right before we saw it, and he's like, "Mom, I think we just saw a UFO." And then Dawn started shooting stuff, and she never got the star part out because it made a left hand turn, and just got brighter and brighter and brighter, 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 and boom, the light went through the car and everything. And
right.
I mean, that's documented meteor. That's documented, that one. Okay. We are in. It's documented, and people can't say you're crazy. It's documented. But the fact is, I have no clue. Maybe. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid. Not one bit. You know, of course, I still don't know how she drove, but, you know, I'm glad we were all right. You know, we were on the top of a mountain.
All right, here's a hypothetical, an absolutely hypothetical. Hang on. What would you do if someone from an alien race were to actually show up, ask for your assistance to hide from whatever it was hiding from?
Why would they have to hide like that? Look at what they do. They could hide themselves easier than we could hide them.
Okay. But,
no, I'd be like, dude, come on in.
What
I'm
if that was hypothetically? That's a good
hypothetically,
word to use for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A hypothetical.
That's a good word.
Because we can't prove or disprove that non Earth life exists yet.
Right. Exactly.
So if somebody a creature shows up and says,
creature? Why do you assume they're creatures and not just us?
Because humans are creatures. Because animals are creatures. Because fish are creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's an easy terminology.
Well, we're mammals. Fish are fish. We're mammals. You know what I mean? Technically, right? So we're all animals, right? Like that, right? Okay. Yep.
Yeah, but animals makes us sound like the actual beasts that humans actually are.
Look at the fucking world.
I know, we are. I know.
Animals.
No, I know, but okay, on that.
Wait, animals are too good. Never mind.
Okay, right.
Animals are too good.
Animals don't go to war with each other just for the sake of going to war with each other.
They don't fight like little kids in elementary school over
no,
one or
they,
toys.
No, they will fight until there's, you know, an accord struck between them, and then they back off, and then they coexist peacefully.
Right.
Humans do not have that capability.
No.
So
mm-mm.
humans
no.
are simply creatures.
I can say that I would imagine, I know what Frank told me, so maybe I'll pull that up, but I can imagine what he told me is that they're more intelligent, and whoever was here prior will come back.
Right.
And they will come back, okay? And they will try to come back and help.
Perhaps they are a higher consciousness of existence, and maybe they may not be corporeal like us. It may be sort of like the crystalline entity in Star Trek, if y'all are familiar with that.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's a sentient beam of light or a living organism that coexists in the natural in its own natural environment in the universe. I'm just a truck driver, but I'm throwing it out there.
Or maybe they're angels. Maybe the angels everybody talks about.
Well, the angels
are
awesome.
Right.
If one was for somehow in some way injured and needed to hide from other humans or other alien life forms, what would you do?
I'd be like, come on in. Where's Frank?
I mean, Lisa would sit there. I mean, you know, Lisa would make it a cup of hot chocolate, make some food.
No.
Yep, that would be me. I would do that. I'd be like, come on, hurry up. Come
because
in.
We don't,
back.
Because I wouldn't know what it could give me or what contamination factor there would be or et cetera ad infinitum, I probably would have to respectfully decline.
I think that they're going to come in beautiful. I don't think they're going to come in scary. I think there might be scary ones out there because look at humans. Look at humans, though. They got good people and you got bad people.
Here's another part of that hypothetical. Let's say that an alien came in, said it was injured, wanted refuge, wanted asylum, basically, just to gauge the response of the humans it was interacting with, and those that denied it were not saved from the planet. Those that quickly said, yes, come on in, we'll find a place, you know, heal and do what you need to do.
Look, I'm going to be like what Jesus. I'm going to take them in.
Oh, there yeah. I mean,
there you go. That's me. Not worried. I take anybody if they need help. And if they were a murderer, I keep that fucking ass. Okay? There you go. You know what I mean? Like,
what if they contaminated you, Cousin Lisa? What if they had some kind of weird, you know, you had some, you touched one of them or one of them farted and it killed you, you know?
Okay, but what if,
what
did
Lisa die by? An alien fart.
Alien farts. Oh, yeah. Oh.
What if alien farts are healing, though?
Remember that cell phone? Do you have it still? Can you play it real quick?
Oh, my God. Where is it? Oh,
the
alien
farting?
Farts.
William
yeah,
farting. Alien farts.
No, the alien farts. I don't know, but keep talking. I'll look for it. So listen,
so,
what if they come in? What if they? I'm not afraid of them.
Okay,
even
but
well, Frank caught me. I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay, and
well,
this
that's cool. That's
this
cool.
goes back to
yeah,
yeah,
where
this,
is that
my thought would go back to, you know, lines that were written by J.R.R. Tolkien and several video games that I have played that I've heard basically the same things in. And the line would be something like, all that glitters is not gold. So the most beautiful things that come into your life, like alien life forms, if they're as beautiful as that, might not be the most beneficial. And you would have to look for the ones that are not as glorious as you would assume.
Yeah.
I don't
you see
know.
What I mean?
I think they're
yeah.
going to be really tall. No, that's what I think. I think they're going to be
tall
really
with
tall.
Blue eyes and brown hair and got a glowing finger. Yeah, okay.
You never know. I mean, like, I just think they're going to be really tall, like giants.
You ever see Earth Girls Are Easy, guys? Have you ever seen that
oh
back
my God,
in the
I
80s?
I remember the song.
That
yeah.
was that was Jeff Goldblum, Jim Carrey, and Damon Wayans. It was and Gina Davis, and they landed in her swimming pool, and it was like a California surfs-up kind of alien encounter. It was, and downtown Julie Brown was in it. It's really great, man. I love
it. Yeah. I remember
and,
the song more than the movie.
And the way it happened with them is that they had to, they learned our culture
where
to the point where they became super cool to everybody. But by the end of the movie, they realized that they didn't belong there. They were pretending to be something they weren't. And it was universal, universally understood that you just can't continue to exist like that and be happy. So,
But
she actually gets on the ship with Wheelock, or no, whatever his name was, Mac, yeah. And they actually leave, and she actually decides, well, your world is better than mine. So she leaves with Jeff Goldblum. So, shout out to Earth Girls Are Easy. Shout out to Earth Girls Are Easy.
I remember that movie now. Now I remember.
One of the greatest little alien comedies they ever made, honestly, in my opinion. I mean that.
Yeah, but I mean, look. If you think about it, when you all the movies and stuff that we've seen, you know, like, I mean, like disaster movies and like really disaster movies, everything else, there's part truth in each of them, you know, like I could see The Day After Tomorrow is happening now in slow motion, the movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's slow-mo, but it's happening. Okay.
That was a great movie.
Oh, that was kick ass. All right.
That was a really good
one of my favorite movies. And so I see it slow motion wise, but I mean, it's not that slow motion anymore, but you know what I mean? But what if they got something to do with the creation? Okay. Or what if they got something to do with the creation? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I
like
mean?
Like they were the ones who planted the seed of humanity on the planet. And then left
to
let it take root and to see how it was going. But maybe we weren't the only planet that they seeded in the same fashion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
and what evolved differently
yeah.
on other planets.
Right.
Yeah.
If we weren't the only seed that was planted to grow into our form of life. And they've, you know, those that planted the seed have been traveling around looking at everything that they have, you know, at the way their creation or that their initial seed turned out. God,
yeah,
I can only hope that other planetary life turned out better than we did. Cause
yeah.
Wait. Now, what if we're related to some of them?
If we were all
if
we were seeded here, if we were all from the same type of seed, but on different planets, then we're all related.
I can tell you right now, not all. Because look at what, I don't know what happened to these people that are evil. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it bluntly.
No, go ahead.
Why people are evil? I don't like it. I hate it. I don't like it at all. I want everybody to just love each other, and it's pretty pathetic that nobody can. But you know what I mean? I'm being serious, you know? But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, not all, but I mean, what if there's, like I said, what if there's good and there's bad?
Okay, so that
would...
That would lead to two different forms of higher life that planted.
Yeah, but they
gotta
be more smart than we are. Come on.
Right.
Like seriously.
But okay, so that would that would come right back down to Earth being an alien science project.
No, not really.
Pretty much, plant two different types of seeds, see which one turns out the best, and who actually controls the planet. And
oh
which
my
fashion.
God. Yeah. Not like a project, but maybe just to live and you know what I mean, but populate the world and just grow, and then some people go bad and some people don't, and some
right.
But them seeds, they fell on bad soil, and they got eaten by birds, or some landed on things and got moldy and gross.
Yep.
All right, whatever. But,
okay, I kind of think you're hearing. What we were
mm-hmm.
talking about the other night,
mm-hmm.
that's the analogy that I'm trying to make from this,
yep.
from my comment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a matter of, you know, they came in with a mixed bag of seed. They tossed it out
mm-hmm.
just to see what would grow and how it would grow and what it would grow into.
No, they just tossed them and they grew. They didn't. Some took, some didn't take, some got eaten by birds. You know what I mean? Some went
yep.
dead.
And
know,
even
they never,
even
they never
even
grew.
Yeah, even whatever life flourished here
mm-hmm.
didn't develop exactly the same way. And I mean, still, you see that like in actual plant crops, where if it's
yeah.
overseeded, some of it grows stronger
yeah.
and,
right.
and overwhelms
yep.
the rest.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean,
yeah,
true.
But I don't think when I think aliens, I think what the fuck I saw. I see a ship, and so did Mikey. He's in the other room. He saw it with me
mm-hmm.
and Jade and sociopath, and then which will just leave him out of the equation. But we saw all saw it.
Yeah.
But what we saw for me, Mikey and Jade felt very peaceful. Not for sociopath though. See my point?
Yeah, he freaked out.
He freaked out. He had his hands up over his head. Going, "It's gonna fall on
yeah.
my head." Mikey,
that's what I was
gonna
say. From what you explained to me, he was more concerned with his own safety and well-being.
Open your door. I had to do that. All right, so I just yelled at him like he went up. No, but he was like that, like with the hands over the head. It's gonna fall on me. You know. But me and the kids were just like, yeah. Cool. Mikey was jumping up and down. Yeah, whoa. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Where's...
Yeah, and so if we were so calm, you know what I mean? If we were so calm, I mean, I look back at that now, and I'm like, okay, we were... So that was June 7th, 2014.
Okay.
Frank died August 16th, 2014. We had the meteor fog, okay, on September 14th, 2004. That was one hell of a fucking year.
That was, what, three months in a row, right?
Yeah, and then the whole electric factory thing in January 13th, 2015. It was just a weird freaking year. The whole year was weird. But and plus I lost Frank, so it was double weird, but I kept remembering everything he said, and thank
right.
God he reported everything for me and whatnot. So, you know what I mean? He reported it to the proper authorities. You know what I mean? Warned me about the helicopter coming over my house. And it came.
So, yeah, when the Blackhawks showed up, it's like, oh, yeah, there they are.
No, for real. He did tell me. And even when I talked to Norma was like, Bryce's wife, God rest her soul, she's with him now, you know?
Right.
And and she told me, she said the first time that happened, that she was totally freaked out by it. And Frank was like, don't worry about it. They have to do this. But he reported it to the military. You know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he warned. He said, you don't be scared in a couple of days. They're going to show up. And they did. It was all black. Couldn't see in any of the windows. It was hanging over, first across the street, facing the house, and then above the house. So me and Mikey stuck our head out, and we waved. Hi. All right, just to let them know we were cool with it. Yeah. Yep.
And that would have probably freaked the pilots out. It's like,
nah.
What the hell are these people doing? They're standing there waving at us for whatever.
Well, that's because Frank told me not to worry. So I didn't.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He told me not to worry, but I knew that what we saw was pretty serious if that's the case.
So the theory on the higher consciousness, higher conscious beings, throwing, you know, if they seeded humanity on the planet, and, you know, I'm not trying to say anything bad about any kind of religion or anything like that. That's not even what this
now
is
let's
even
just
close
pretend
to
religion
about.
Doesn't, let's pretend religion doesn't exist,
okay.
And let's just think of science.
Okay, as far as alien intelligence being able to create life like us, not just here but on other planets,
right?
What does that have to do with, or why would they need to come down and inspect animals in the way that have been reported?
Listen, my opinion on the cattle is it's pretty precise what they're doing. So
uh-huh.
I don't think it's inspecting. I don't think it's they're eating them or anything like that. I think they're testing them for something that could hurt the planet or hurt us or them, for all we know.
Might
and
be just for them, because
if somebody hasn't figured out a way to make that good. I mean, you know, there's look at the AI stuff. Oh, my God, at this point. You know what happened with the AI, you know? Some woman, a mom, got a phone call from what she believed to be her daughter, voice everything, screaming she was kidnapped. They were asked if they're ransom. Then she calls her daughter's phone. Her daughter picks up. She's at her friend's house. The AI. Yep.
Yeah, AI.
Yep. Oh,
AI can imitate everything. So what was that Will Smith movie?
Hi.
I, Robot.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I, Robot was a really great movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
what about
and
E.T. Phone Home?
It was pretty.
E.T. Phone Home.
Everybody going to E.T. Yeah, you got to remember. Turn on your hotline.
Like, what do you, but I mean, why, I mean, if aliens, look, if aliens, what if, I always said this. This is what I always said since I was a kid. I don't know why. There's no reason for it. I always looked at Mars and said, literally, oh, yeah, we destroyed that planet. And we wound up coming here. I always said that. Ever since I was a kid. But then again, I also said Godzilla's outside. But anyway.
No, Godzilla's in the ocean, remember?
Yeah, I know. that's a definite. We'll go into that. But when I used to do when I was little, I used to go to my sister's room, right? Okay? Because, you know, I didn't leave home for I don't even know how long. All right, but so I used to go to my sister's when she was out at night. And I used to look out the side window facing up the street, right? And I used to look and wait for my family to come home from the stars.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, I did. It was kind of cool.
You know,
You
know, here's another thing, and you brought up a great point when you said stars and didn't realize it. The light, the time it takes for the light of a star to reach us is millions of years, correct?
I know. Right, something like that.
I'm wondering if whatever is projected to us, let's say, it works on some kind of similar mechanics like that, where, you know, it's intergenerational.
Yeah.
It took them millions of years to get here, and they have sent some things ahead of them to project them, but they're not here yet. I know it's crazy, but what do y'all think?
Or a black... or they know way to use those black holes to get in and out.
Oh, wormhole,
right.
Yeah, wormhole.
Yeah, we don't
wormhole.
Know what the hell's on the other side of them. Because
well,
you can't go in.
Walter,
didn't,
where
didn't
are
they
you?
Just find, didn't they just actually document one with a black hole that they saw light coming from?
Oh, there's been, yeah, there's been a lot of them.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
light
okay.
pretty neat.
But a black
that's
hole isn't supposed to allow any light to escape whatsoever. So
yeah,
how could
yeah,
there be
that's
light
true.
In one?
Yeah, that was the previous theory
well,
announced. I think it's been
you know,
stood up on its head now.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's one black hole pretty close to Earth. Right? You know, they swallow planets, right?
Oh, yeah.
We don't
yeah,
know
they
what's
like
on
it. Yeah,
the
they
side.
Eat everything. Yeah,
look,
they get hungry.
We don't know what's up. If we don't know
hungry,
what's on
hungry.
The other side of a black hole.
Black hole.
Think about it. What if they're just putting us somewhere else? I mean, think about that. Like a black hole going up somewhere else. Yeah, I mean, like, we don't know what happens when the planets go in there, do we? Nope. It's just a big flash of light now that comes out. Quasars, isn't it, or something? Well, did
something
I remember?
Remember
that?
Men in Black? I like to go back to
oh,
Men
I love
in Black
that movie.
About all of this.
I love that movie.
Do you remember at
mm-hmm.
the end of the very first Men in Black, do y'all remember when they showed a drop of water with the Earth in it? Y'all remember that where it,
yes,
like,
I do.
The whole
yep.
The
yep.
universe and how we, you know, it's like we're the back on the back of a flea on the back of a flea on the back of a flea, infinity in one drop of water or something.
Was
like
that the first
yeah.
one? Because I thought I remembered I thought I remembered aliens using the planets as marbles and putting them all back into a bag.
Oh, I don't
that
know. I think it was Ben and
that
Black.
That might have been part
I'm
two.
Pretty sure. Might have been
I don't know,
two,
but
I
know one
shit,
thing. Not
I
aliens,
know that the
I don't think. Not the movie Aliens. Yeah.
We're like, I mean, the universe is so huge. Man.
Well, see, we're not
I mean,
only
here's
galaxy.
The deal.
There's galaxies.
I know, that's
look,
what I was
going to
say. That we
galaxies.
Cannot be
oh, definitely.
The only.
No.
We can't be the only sentient
no,
beings out there because, you know, the law of averages is. It just kind of denotes that
no,
you got that
no,
much
that
shit going
can't.
On, then you got other shit going on. What I believe, if they haven't got here, it's because it's just like us. They're limited in their ability to get to us, et cetera.
I don't think so.
I think
they have
somewhere.
Seen what's going on the planet, and I think they're avoiding it until
yeah.
humanity
and
can sort itself
yeah.
out or humanity
well, here's a
has...
Here's a caveat. Here's a caveat. What if this is just really good fucking technology that someone's figured out before some other people and they're punking the shit out of us?
So we're in a matrix.
Yeah, that didn't get laughing
no,
at that, Lisa.
No,
you're
we're
a damn prank.
No, more like we're a bunch of idiots. No, but,
right,
but think about it. No, we're
right.
some bad reality TV show that we're not going to remember
no,
and they're
no,
eating popcorn
remember.
Watching how we destroy ourselves. Yeah, I mean,
anything
like, when,
is
look,
possible. I like the marbles,
anything's
by
possible,
the way, David. That's cool.
But yeah,
I remember that.
And the exoplanets that we're finding now
uh-huh.
according to what I read in article
or two.
They said aliens will be able should make contact with us by 2029. And I don't know where that came from.
Here comes the projecting dates again. That gets on my nerves.
Yeah, but no, this is science. Thing.
Nobody
science
knows. Man, nobody can actually
it's
say
you know,
that.
Look, we can't. Know one thing. That we know one thing, I know one thing, that whatever I seen was definitely not from here.
Don't ever
face us
right, no,
on
no
what
been.
We know about you.
Yep,
you know,
yep, no.
It doesn't matter what
yeah,
anyone
I've
ever tells
it.
You. It's like people to believe in spirits and ghosts and all that. That's
right.
Up for them to draw their own conclusions. But I know damn well what I saw. And it wasn't right.
Yep.
And I proved it at the age of freaking 8 years old that there was something in our damn house. So you don't never going to change my mind no more than I'm going to change yours. Same about aliens.
No.
Right.
Yep. I'm glad I got pictures.
There's not enough
just,
for
I'm
me
grateful.
To believe that they've made it here yet. But
I know.
Me.
I know. No, but
yeah,
you know
see,
what
I,
they have. No, they have because I've seen it.
Oh,
where
but I'll keep
from?
An open
and
mind. Don't get me
though.
Wrong. I'm going to be.
Where,
well,
wait,
I will be open-minded about it. I will be.
I've got pictures of all three of the changes. So if I got pictures of all three changes of what it looked like while it was happening live, that's not normal. And
it's
Dorn,
not.
Oh, no, but I'm not saying I don't believe you. Don't you get me wrong.
Yep.
I would never say
and it's
that.
Not,
I know
it's not even human technology.
You're one of the most upright, honest people I've ever met, Lisa.
Yeah,
I know.
I can't lie.
That you
I
saw
am,
what
I
you
remember
saw,
seeing,
and it's amazing
I
how
seen,
lucky
when
you
I was little.
Curse.
I seen one after my mother was trying to find her camera because my sister and her friend, oh God, I think Vicky, they were coming on the way
Vicky.
Home and they were being followed by one. Yeah, and yeah, my sister's best friend growing up. Not that
the
one.
Cow
not
thing.
That one.
Oh yeah,
no,
you
that
were.
Has got
you
me
were
intrigued.
Still looking out
yeah.
your sister's window when
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and I was looking out my bedroom window, but my mother kept telling me to stay in bed because she was looking for a camera because she wanted to get a picture of the UFO. And I saw it out my window because it was shining this gigantic light in my face through the window. Yeah, and then afterwards I got in trouble because I didn't go downstairs and tell them.
Yeah, but you tried, and she told you to go back to bed.
Get back to bed.
There it is.
I can't find my camera. Where's my camera? They were flipping out trying to find the camera, and I was like, Mom. She's like, go back to bed.
She's like a
Mom,
chicken,
Mom,
woman.
Go to your room. Yeah, and then afterwards.
But afterwards,
she was like, well, what did you want? I said, there was a big light in my window.
It's so funny.
I was like, the light was in my window. It was outside. She goes, why didn't you tell us? That one and me and my friend Annie seen one. We were sitting on the front porch, right? And we were stoned. Sorry. We were smoking. And
right.
We were stoned. And then we see it. We're
yeah.
like, what is that? She's like, I don't know.
Right.
What is that? Right? And we're looking. We're like, wow, that's cool looking. And all of a sudden, all the neighbors run out of the house. What is that? And we're like, oh, shit.
Like, oh, shit, hide the weed.
Yeah, no. It was like, oh,
yeah.
shit, wait a minute. We were staring at it for a while, watching it. And it was over in the chemical
right.
factory in Perth Amboy.
Oh.
And,
yeah.
it was in the newspaper the next day. But like, you know, things like, yeah. But we just thought it was cool. We're like, hey, what's that? And I said, cool. We live life. I was like, what is that? But I guess, I don't know. I know there's got to be something out there.
There has to be.
Because what the hell did I see?
I'm not saying there's not. I just haven't
maybe
seen enough.
What if it's interdimensional?
It, you know what I'm
what
saying?
If we're wrong? What
yeah,
if it's
well, see, that's the deal about the interdimensional
that's
thing.
What
now,
I
like
mean,
I
yep.
said, I'm going to keep an open mind. I'm going to keep an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's always, I mean, that's
yep.
the thing you got to do. You always got to have an open mind about it. But some people come off with some really dumb shit. Just saying.
Well, look. With Bigfoot.
About the subject.
You see Bigfoot, there's always the UFO sightings are very common among Bigfoot sightings. You can't find
right.
Bigfoot, you can't find a UFO. So what if it's,
yeah.
What if the dimension, we don't know the dimensions and they overlap each other, and sometimes we get that breakthrough and they come through?
Dimensions
I mean, we don't
know.
Are
real.
I asked William again where he was the other day.
Yeah,
okay?
William, where
are you? I said, William. I was like, William, where are you?
We have
he
Walter.
Goes, here.
William.
And then I said, where are you? He said, to your left.
William's
going to
be on
I'm
a
like,
t-shirt.
Where, here? I swear to God. Yes, he is. Look, and I'm like, where? Here? And I'm poking the air. And he's like, yeah, right here. I'm like, I don't see you. But he says he's
yep,
right there.
Walter.
Then when I asked Walter where he is, he's like, Walter. He always got to say, Walter. And then Debbie got to call him because he wasn't around because he was busy. He was working. Sorry, he worked.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Debbie's like, Walter. And he's like, it's Walter. I'm like, Walter, where are you? I'm here. I'm working. And I'm like, okay, where's Frank? I heard Frank the other night, by the way.
Oh, cool.
He's like, it's Frank. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, Frank, where are you?
Oh,
but
well, dude, I don't
walking.
Know if I got
yeah.
room to put Frank on the T-shirt I'm going to make you, though. Damn it. I want to put Frank.
The posse.
As long as, maybe
the posse.
Just a Frank's box on the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that
I'll
would be cool.
Put a Frank's
yeah,
box
cool.
on it with
yep.
– I got to get
yep.
a picture of your number 37.
Oh, I'll give you a good picture of it. My number
yeah,
is
yeah, give me a good clean picture so I can
mm-hmm.
make a print.
Yep.
I'm going to have to do 4,500 by 5,400.
Look,
probably
on the box.
PNG, high quality, yeah.
Everything on that box
huh?
has to do with what we talked about. Everything on the box has to do with what we talked about. Like all the little
sayings exactly.
on it.
I know, exactly. That's the crux
yeah.
of your whole,
I know.
Of your whole paranormal
I know.
Amplification
and
they write,
like the bottom where it says what the fuck are we aliens? It was just there's so many things that we you know what I'm saying like yeah what the fuck are we aliens and he's got the little female symbol
Who drew the alien on your box? Was that Frank that drew
Frank.
That? Then the alien goes on your shirt pocket.
Oh, God, you're right. That'd be so funny.
Yeah, put the little alien.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
And then he has the two little ghost things, and he has, you know, what the fuck are the aliens
like,
on the bottom?
Audience is like Cousin Lisa. They're like, what is he talking about? They don't know I'm a shirt designer, and I print shirts.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I do Amazon
right.
and spread shirts. So, yeah, I make t-shirts and stuff. So.
But it's been,
yeah, I want to make Lisa
think,
a t-shirt.
Look, Walter did not call in tonight.
Not yet. No, he didn't, did he?
No, he did not call in. So that phone call last week was definitely a miracle. Okay.
That was
pretty nice. It was definitely for a reason.
But we did play it.
Yes.
That's what happened. And I think I should play it one more time while we're on here. If I
oh, definitely. Go ahead.
Where the fuck I put it? Where did it go? It's in the audio files. Somewhere.
Fourth
here.
From the top.
I've got 24
no.
miles, guys, and I'm still going.
Okay, I'm
oh,
going to
cool.
play that again because we have oh, good. I'm glad you're okay. We're going
to
play
Steve
this
Lofton.
Again.
Shout out to Steve Lofton. He's waiting on me.
Aw, thank you, Steve Lofton. Okay, I'm going to play this again.
Yeah.
This is that call from last week.
Let's
okay.
go. Wait a minute. Who's on the phone?
See?
Yeah.
There is no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
You know it.
No.
He sounds a little drunk. But
that's pretty
good. You know it's Walter, and I'm having a little.
Well, yeah,
Walter,
but you're slowing it down. Everybody sounds drunk or something. It's like,
oh my
wait.
Oh my God. You know, no, I know.
Or where's
I mean,
Walter's
like, we're all,
shirt with Waldo, but it's Walter.
Wait a minute. I got to say, Mikey, you're going to kill me. But the other day, Mikey was in the bathroom. Right? He came out
okay.
in the bathroom. They're like, hey, Mike. And he's like, what? They're like, diarrhea.
Oh, wow.
And Mike, and we
it.
All started cracking up, and he's like, who's watching? It was just, they're the comedy club. They're the comedy club. Okay, so.
That's
was,
only part
yeah.
of them, but yeah.
All right, they're the comedy club.
Remember that, Mikey? Wait, Mike. Remember?
Mike, don't put me on the spot.
No, he remembers. Because he knows. Mike every time
quit,
he works in
he's going
like,
to quit participating.
Like, no. Mikey goes, no, he has a blast. But every time he walks in, they're like, Mike. He walks away. Mike, when he's not here, where's Mike? Where's Mikey? Mikey. I'm like, yeah, they'll ask where Carly here. They ask for Dawn every time. Dawn? I'm like, no, Bennett, she's not here. They said, well, she should be.
Hey, Lisa,
okay,
when
so
are
you
and Dawn going to
yeah.
hook up? Y'all going to connect and do another investigation this year, maybe?
Yeah, we will. We're gonna, yes,
oh,
we
you're
going to
be at
I
Mifflin,
mean, like, yeah.
right? You're going to be at Mifflin.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Mifflin. I mean, like,
well,
I mean,
do some,
I hope Dawn
sessions.
Comes with me.
Yeah,
well, that's
do
what
some
I'm going to I'm going to be, I'm a guest, so I'm going to be running a lot of, I'm going to do a lecture. I got all my William Howe stuff, so I'm going to
mm-hmm.
tell the people the truth about William Howe.
Definitely.
So William will be there so they could talk to him, which is going to be
uh-huh.
very, very a good thing so they can actually hear William, not the guy
mm-hmm.
they're getting, they think they're getting, Bernard Devlin in Case Made 11, because they're not getting William
mm-hmm.
if he's mean, because William is no way, shape, or form mean unless he's talking about Mikey's dad, then he's mean. But otherwise,
oh.
they get angry. He gets angry because of what
yeah,
happened.
He
yes,
can't stand
yeah,
Steve.
No, nope, not at all. You know what I mean? But we have 53 seconds. The show went too fucking fast. I can't believe
it
went this fast. And a shout-out, I'm going to give a shout-out again to Dawn. I'm going to give a shout-out to Stefan. He's in rehearsal right now, or he would have called in. Yep, and,
good luck,
and go check out Dame the Dark.
Break a leg.
And go, yep, he's in rehearsal. So go check out Dame the Dark and Breedlove Productions on Reverb Nation. And I guess everything's cool. And check out Sell This Sound. Mikey got another new song coming out, which is kick-ass, so get ready.
And I got
well,
the
I'm waiting on that
Parasanctum Podcast.
Ready.
It's released tonight. Mm-hmm. Parasanctum Podcast.
Yep.
The Haunted Haynesville mm-hmm. Woods of Haynesville, Maine.
Awesome. Okay, and we are done. Good night, everybody.
Ding,
we'll
ding, ding, ding,
week,
ding,
okay?
Good night.
Good night,
love you,
good
everyone.
Night.
Thanks for
tune
listening.
Tune in next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
LiveParanormal.com. Bye-bye.
Bye.